Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Oh, this hour on Celtic Cafe, we're going to keep it light, humorous, with a little levity to bring into your life with a Celtic tryst, of course. Right here, and the humor is on me now. Ah, the Screaming Orphans there from County Donegal, and the humor is on me now. That's what this show is all about. I'm your host, Mark Gallagher, and it's silly songs, comical songs, a little levity, and a little humor. All this hour on Celtic Cafe. I think we need that in these days and ages anyways. So next up, we're going to go to Gregory Dunnehy and tell us all about the Laughing Policeman.
He's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too fine for a policeman, he's never known to frown. And everybody says that he's the happiest man in town. His jolly face had wrinkled, and then he shut his eyes. He opened his big mouth, it was a wondrous sight. He said, "I must arrest you," he didn't know what for. And then he started laughing, and nearly cracked his jaw. Everybody, he's walking down the street. He never can stop laughing. He said he's never tried. But once he did arrest a man and laughed at him, he cried. So if you chance to see him while walking round the town, shake him by his fiddle hand and give him half a crown. His eyes will beam and sparkle, he'll gurgle with delight. Then you'll start him laughing with all his many.
Memories of the day I joined the force. I remember coming up from Kerry, the uncle driving the car. We were passing by a farmyard down near Nace. Had a bit of an accident. He killed this woman's rooster, her cockerel, outside the farm. Went into the farm, he says, "Missus, I've killed your rooster, I'd like to replace it." She says, "Please yourself, the hen's around the back." Well, I went up to the depot in the Phoenix Park and the sergeant said to me, "Well, young man," he says, "we have to ask you some questions to see if you're clever enough to be a guard. Questions on general knowledge. Could you tell me what's a Hindu?" I says, "It lays eggs." Says, "What's a Hebrew?" Says, "A male teabag." "What was Gandhi's first name?" He said, "Goosey Goosey." "A question on geography, where are the Andes?" This is "On the end of my wristies." "A question on chemistry," he says, "what is nitrate?" This is "Time and a half." "Who was the first man to ride a motorbike?" I said, "Moses." He says, "How do you make that out?" I says, "I read in the Bible that you could hear the roar of Moses' triumph." He said, "One final question now, young man," he says. "Who killed Cock Robin?" I said, "I haven't got a clue." "Well," he said, "as soon as you find out," he says, "come back and tell me." I'm going out the door, there's a fella standing there. He says, "Are you a policeman now?" I says, "I think I'm a detective. They put me on a murder case." I'll never forget my first day on the beat. I found a dead horse in a place called Exchequer Street. I couldn't spell it and I had to drag it round into Dame Street.
Sean Connors there with a little humorous policeman. He was also a guardie at one time and he's become a comedian. I think he's still going around. I saw him, ooh, baby. That was a long time ago in the mid-80s. And before that, we had Gregory Donaghy and the Laughing Policeman. Well, now we're going to get some tongue twisters. And we're going to start out here with Merrimack and Big Great Sea.
Doesn't it feel less, and her name is Mary Mac. Make no mistake, she's the girl I'm gonna track. Lots of other fellas try to get her on her back, but I'm thinking that'll have to get a birdie. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, Mary's taking care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Hi, you lily, I'm little, I'm little done. Now Mary and her mother an awful lot together. In fact, hard to see the one without the other. And people often wonder if it's Mary or mother or both of them together I'm courting. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac. Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, fully Mary's taking care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac.
Hi, you lily, I little, that little dumb. Well, up among the heather in the hills of Benafee, well, I had a bunny lass, mummy knee. A bumblebee stung me right above me knee. Up among the heather in the hills of Benafee. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, fun to Mary's taking care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Are you really a little, a little love? So bunny lassie, will you go to spend a day? She said, the mummy heather in the hills of Benafee. We're on the boys and girls are making us for free. Oh, and the heather in the hills of Benafee. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, for me Mary's taking care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Ah, you lily, I'll diddle, I'll diddle, dum. Weddings on Wednesday, everything's arranged. Soon he would change your mind unless your mind has changed. Make a new arrangement, the freedom was arranged. Marriage is an awful undertaking. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, fully Mary, sing Carol, live a life in the mirror. Well, I'm marry Mary Mac. Short be a grand for grand, and that affair. Go to be a fork, play every man is there. And I'll be a fucker if I don't get my share, but don't be very much mistaken. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, fully Mary, sing Carol, live a life in the mirror. Well, I'm marry Mary Mac. And her name is Mary Mac. Make no mistake, she's a girl I'm gonna track. Lots of other fellas trying to get up on her back. I'm thinking that I'll have to get a birdie. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary,
fully
Mary, 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 taking care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. How you lily, I little, I little, I little,
how you lily, I little, I little,
how you lily, I little, I little.
The ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. The noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. The powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the bridges of the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the bridges of the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the bridges of the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the hair with a quarter king of racketers. We're just passing by. Oh, the britches and the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies and the hair with a quarter king of racketers. We're just passing by. Oh, the same ladies stitched in the britches and the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies and the hair with a quarter king of racketers. We're just passing by. Oh, the same ladies stitched in the britches and the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies and the hair with a quarter king of racketers. We're just passing by. Oh, the same ladies stitched in the britches and the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies and the hair with a quarter king of racketers. We're just passing by. Oh, the same ladies stitched in the britches and the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies and the hair with a quarter king of racketers. We're just passing by. Oh, the fascinating witches with the same ladies stitched in the britches and the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies and the hair with a quarter king of racketers. We're just passing by. Oh, the fascinating witches with the same ladies stitched in the britches and the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies and the hair with a quarter king of racketers. We're just passing by. Oh, the fascinating witches with the same ladies stitched in the britches and the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies and the hair with a quarter king of racketers. We're just passing by. Oh, the fascinating witches with the same ladies stitched in the britches and the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies and the hair with a quarter king of racketers. We're just passing by. If you want to take a photo of the fascinating witch of the Sidney Lane stitched in the britches and the boys put the powder on the nose of the faces of the ladies and hear him record a king of racketers, you're too late, because they just passed by.
This tree there was a limb, a rare limb, a rattling limb. Woo! Limb on a tree in the bog, and a bog down in the valley, oh.
Oh, roll the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley.
Everybody!
Oh, roll the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, roll the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, roll the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh.
And on this branch there was a twig, a rare twig, a rattling twig. Twig in the rush and the rush in the limb in the tree in the bog, and the bog down in the valley.
Oh, oh, oh.
And the branch and the branch and the limb and the tree, tree in the bog down in the valley.
I hope you were keeping up with all of those tongue twisters there. That was the Irish Rovers and the Bog in the Valley-O, the Rattlin' Bog, that is. And before that, the Irish Descendants from Newfoundland with the Court of King Caracatus. We opened up there with Mary Mac's tongue twister from Great Big Sea, also from Newfoundland. And we're going to stay in Newfoundland now. The next song, which is an animal song to start out our animal set. It's the Ennis Sisters, and it's all about Paddy McGinty's goat.
Paddy McGinty, an Irishman, a note, fell into a fortune and bought himself a goat. Says he, now on goat's milk, it's time to have me fill. And when he brought the nanny home, he found it was a bill. Now all of the ladies who live in Tannaloo are all wearing bustles like their mothers used to do, and they each wear a bolster beneath their petticoat and leave the rest for Providence and Patty McGinty's goat. Young Nora McCarthy, the knot was gonna tie, washed all her bloomers and hung them out to dry. And along came the goat and he saw the bits of white and chewed up all the patterns upon the wedding night. Turn out the lights quick, she shouted out to Pat. Although I'm your wife, I'm not worth looking at. I had two of everything I told you when I wrote, and now I've one of nothing left for Patty McGinty's goat. Off the west coast of Ireland, one morning there was seen, as plain as any pipes on a German submarine, the Coast Guard Mahoney fell over in a fit. And now, says Patty McGinty's goat, it's time to do me bit. He jumped into the water as frisky as a whale. He swam around the U-boat, wagging his little tail. And he up with his horns and he stuck them in the boat and sent the hull to Henninger Land at Patty McGinty's goat. Now old Nicky Riley at the races yesterday won a 20-pound note and shouted hip hooray. He held up the note saying, look at what I've got. Along came Patty McGinty's goat and swallowed all the lot. He's eaten up me banknote, cried Nicky with a jump. They ran for the doctor to get the stomach pump. They pumped and they pumped for the 20-pound note, but all they got was sixpence out of Patty McGinty's goat. Now this old goat of Pat's had a wondrous appetite. One morning for breakfast he ate some dynamite. A whole box of matches he swallowed all serene. And then he goes and swallows up a quart of kerosene. He sat by the fireside, didn't care a hang. He swallowed a spark and exploded with a bang. So if ever you go to heaven, you can bet your bottom note that the angel with the whiskers on is Patty McGinty's goat.
Delaney had a donkey that everyone admired. Temporarily lazy, permanently tired. A leg at every corner, balancing its head. And a tail to let you know which end it wanted to be fed. Riley slyly said, we've underrated it, why not train it? Then they took a rag, they rubbed it, scrubbed it, oiled and imbricated it. Got it to the post, and when the starter dropped the flag, there was Riley pushing it, shoving it and shushing it. Hogan, Logan, everyone in town lined up attacking it, shoving it and smacking it. They might as well have tried to push the town hall down. The donkey was eyeing them, openly defying them, winking, blinking, twisting out of place. Riley reversing it, everybody cursing it. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race. Now the muscles of the mighty, never known to flinch, couldn't move the donkey a quarter of an inch. And Delaney lay exhausted, hanging round its throat, with a grip just like a Scotsman on a 5-pound note. Starter Carter lined it with the rest of them. When it saw them, it was willing then. It raced up, braced up, ready for the best of them. They started off the cheer, but the change is mine again. And there was Riley, pushing it, shoving it and shushing it. Hogan, Logan, Mary Ann McGrath, she started poking it, grabbing it and choking it. They kicked her in the bustle and it laughed, hee-ha. The Whigs and Conservatives, the Radical Superlatives, Liberals and Tories, hurry to the place, joined up in unity, helping the community. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race. Well, the crowd began to cheer it, and Rafferty the judge, he came up to assist them, still it wouldn't budge. And the jockey who was riding it, little John McGee, was so thoroughly disgusted that he went and had his tea. Hagen, Fagan, students of psychology, swore they'd shifted with some dynamite. They bought it, brought it, then without apology, the donkey gave a sneeze that blew the whole lot out of sight. And there was Riley, pushing it, shoving it and shushing it. Hogan, Logan, all the bally crew, police and artillery, the garrison artillery, the second and the skillings and the lifeguards too. They seized it and harried it, they picked it up and carried it, cheered it, steered it to the winning place. Then the bookmakers drew aside, and they all committed suicide. the day Delaney's donkey won the half mile race.
As I was going to Derby, was on a market day, I saw the biggest ram, sir, that was ever fed upon hay. It's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie, a lie, a lie. The wool upon its back, sir, it grew a mountain high. Then eagles nested in it, you could hear the young ones cry. It's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie, a lie, a lie. The horns upon its head, sir, they reached up to the moon. A man climbed up on Monday and he didn't come down till June. It's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie, a lie, a lie. The tail upon this ram, sir, reached all the way to hell. And every time he waggled it, he rang the fireman's bell. It's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie, a lie, a lie. The space between its hams, sir, was several yards or more. And in between its legs you could drive a coach and four. It's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie, a lie, a lie. The man who killed this ram, sir, we feared for his life. We had to send to London to get him a longer knife. It's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie, a lie, a lie. The singers in this room, sir, are handsome, brave and strong. The finest group of singers, sir, that ever sang a song.
I once had a pig that loved me. I'd lived in a shed in the gum tree, in a middle class stricken Dumfries. But a sad kind of pig was he.
Pigs can't swim and pigs can't fly, but pigs can see the wind go by. Pigs make lovely household friends when winter comes and summer ends.
Each week that lofty beastie would beg with eyes so misty to take him over to England, his life dreams to fulfill.
Pigs can't swim and pigs can't fly, but pigs can see the wind go by. Pigs make lovely household friends when winter comes and summer ends.
To plunge into the channel, swim to France would be his gamble. Florence Chadwick couldn't hurl a candle to such a daring pig as he.
Pigs can't swim and pigs can't fly, but pigs can see the wind go by. Pigs make lovely household friends when winter comes and summer ends.
Are you tired of me, I asked him. Will our friendship not be lost? But he told me I was grasping and he needed to be free.
Pigs can't swim and pigs can't fly, but pigs can see the wind go by. Pigs make lovely household friends when winter comes and summer ends.
So will you take me there tomorrow? In a pig's eye, I said with sorrow. So he drowned himself in the bathtub, naughty boy, and I had pork chops for my tea.
Pigs can't swim and pigs can't fly, but pigs can see the wind go by. Pigs make lovely household friends when winter comes and summer ends. Early in the morning, so early in the morning, so early in the morning.
There we have it, some comedy songs with animals in them. Paddy McGinty's Goat by the Ennis Sisters, Delaney's Donkey by Harry O'Donohue, The Derby Ram by Ian Campbell Group, and we ended up there with the Irish Rovers and Pigs Can't Fly. We hope we're promoting a few chuckles and smiles this hour on our light and levity show of humorous songs from Ireland and Scotland. We've got more coming right up, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
And we all got stone blind, paralytic drunk when the old blonde cow caught fire. And there was Brown, upside down, mopping up the whiskey off the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried as they came knocking at the door. I don't let them in till it's all mopped up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre. And we all got stone blind, paralytic drunk when the old Dun cow caught fire. Some friends and I, in a public house, we were playing dominoes last night. Went into the pub, a fireman rushed, his face was a chalky white. What's up, says Brown, have you seen a ghost? Have you seen your aunt, Mariah? On the Aunt Mariah be buggered to see. the bleed pump's on fire. On fire, says Brown. As a bit of luck, everybody follow me. Down to the cellar, if the fire ain't bare, we'll have a rare ale spree. So we all went down with good old Brown, booze we could not miss, and we were not 15 minutes there before we were all drunk. And there was Brown, upside down, mopping up the whiskey off the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried as they came knocking at the door. I don't let them in till it's all mopped up. Somebody shouted McIntyre. And we all got stone blind, paralytic drunk, when the owl done cow caught fire. Then Raymond rushed over to the port wine tub. He gave it just a few hard knocks. Started taking off his pantaloons, likewise his shoes and socks. Held on, says Brown, that's not allowed. You can't do that in here. Do not wash your trousers in the port wine tub. When we have some
homemade
light beer. And there was Brown, upside down, mopping up the whiskey off the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried as they came knocking at the door. I don't let them in till it's all mopped up. Somebody shouted McIntyre. And we all got stone blind, paralytic drunk, when the owl done cow got fire. Oh, just then there came a terrible crash after bloody roof gave way. We were all drowned in the fireman's hose, but we were oh so gay. So we got wet sacks and owl tin tacks and nailed ourselves inside. And we sat there guzzling pints of beer until we were bleary eyed. And there was Brown, upside down, bopping up the whiskey on the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried as they came knocking at the door. I don't let them in till it's all mopped up. Somebody shouted McIntyre. And we all got stone blind, paralytic drunk, when the owl done cow caught fire.
Oh, there was an old woman from Wexford, but she did well. She loved her old man dearly, but another one twice as well. How it me right, I'll tell my little, and me right, I'll tell my little. One day she went to the doctor for medicine for the blind. She said, will you give me something but to make my old man blind? Now if you write a little, a little, and you write a little, a little. A feed him eggs and marigolds and make him suck them all. It won't be very long until he won't see you at all. Now if you write a little, a little, and you write a little, a little. The doctor wrote a letter and he signed it with his hand. He sent it round to the old man just to let him understand. Now it's me right, I'll tell him a little, and me right, I'll tell him a little. To see I'd like to crown myself, but that may be a sin. To see I go along with you and have to push you in. Now it's me right, I'll tell him a little, and me right, I'll tell him a little. The woman, she stepped back a bit to rush and push him in. And the old man quickly stepped aside and she went tumbling in. Now it's me right, I'll tell him a little, and me right, I'll tell him a little. Oh, how loudly she did yell and how loudly she did call. Get a hold your wish, old woman, so see, sure I can't see you at all. Now it's me right, I'll tell him a little, and me right, I'll tell him a little.
Oh, she swam and swam and swam and swam, she came up for the wind. But the old man got a big long pole and he pushed her further in. Ha! Me right up to the ladder and me right up to the lane. Now eggs and eggs and marbles may make the old man blind, but if you want to drown them, you must creep up close behind. Ha! With me right up to the ladder and the blind and he can see.
Father's gripe to build a sewer. They're moving him regardless of expense. They've dug up his remains to put in 5-inch drains to irrigate some posh bloke's residence.
His residence!
Now what's the use of having a religion if when you're dead your troubles never cease? If some poor city chap wants a pipeline to his privy, they'll never let a British workman rest in peace.
Oh, rest in peace!
Now in his lifetime father never was a quitter.
Never.
I'm sure that he won't be a quitter now. But when the job's complete, haunt that privy seat, and he'll only let them go when he'll allow.
When he'll allow.
Now won't there be some bloomin' consternation, and won't these silly chappies rant and rave, which is more than they deserve for having the bloody nerve to muck around when a British workman's gripe. Oh, my old man said, follow the man and don't dilly-dally on the line. Off went the van with the old man in it. I bought a gun with the old cockle in it. Why did it get?
Why did it get?
Why did it get? I lost my way and don't know where to run. Oh, you can't trust the spacers like the old time coppers when you can't find your way home.
The Clancy Brothers there with an English dance hall song there, or a pub song, whatever you want to call it. Anyways, they're moving father's grave to build a sewer. Before that, with Old Woman of Wexford by Brendan Moriarty, and we opened up there with The Old Dung Cow by Eugene Byrne, and that was actually live from the 1989 Connecticut Irish Festival, which I was the entertainment chairman for. Next, we go to Scotland and Adam McNaughton from his album Words That I Used to Know. It's the street songs.
Keep in your pocket, first you chew it, then you crack it, then you stick it to your jacket, P.E.K. Penny a pocket. Three wee mice skating on the ice, singing Polly Wolly Doodle all the day. The ice was thin and the mice fell in, singing Daddy, Mommy, Granny, I'm away, ta-ta, bye-bye, cheerio. Old Mother Riley at the pawn shop door, a baby in her hands and a bundle on the floor. She asked for 10, but she only got 4, and she nearly turned the hinges up the old man's door. Gypsy, gypsy Caroline washed her face in the VP wine. The VP wine will make it shine. Gypsy, gypsy Caroline, gypsy, gypsy living in a tent. Had nae money for to pay the rent. Rent man came and flung her out. Now she's living in a roundabout. Gypsy, gypsy Caroline, she washed her hair in the turpentine. Turpentine'll make it shine. Gypsy, gypsy Caroline, there she goes, like an elephant on her toes. Look at her feet, she thinks she's neat. Black stockings and dirty feet. If you stay to school dinners, better leave them aside. A lot of kids didn't, and a lot of kids died. The spuds are of iron, the meat is steel, and if that doesn't get ye, then the pudding will. You do 16 sums, what did you get? 15 rang and 6 of the belt. Hey, teacher, don't you call me, 'cause I can't come. I'm stuck to my seat with bubble gum.
Thanks. We'll stay on the same topic right now. And I've always loved this song because it's a very esoteric form of protest against urban renewal in Glasgow. It's the only song I know about throwing sandwiches out the window of a 25-story block of flats. Not many songs on that topic. I'll buy a beer for anyone that can get me another one. Now, in the old days, if you lived in one of the tenements and you were a kid, you played in the streets. There weren't any parks for you. So if you were playing in the street and you got hungry, you just shouted up to your mother for a piece, a sandwich. And she'd put a sandwich in a bag, drop it out the window to you. Which was all very well if you lived a maximum of 4 stories up. But when the new flats came in, life changed. I'm a skyscraper when I live on the 19th floor. But I'm not going out to play anymore. 'Cause since we moved to Castlemilk, I'm wasting away. 'Cause I'm getting one less meal every day. Oh, you can't fling pieces out a 20-story flat. There's 700 hungry wains will testify to that. If it's butter, cheese or jelly, if the bread be plain or pan, well, the odds against it reaching earth are 90-91. On the first day, my ma flung me a lump of Hovis Brown. It went flying out the window and went up instead of down. Now every 27 hours it comes back into sight, for my piece went into orbit and became a satellite. So on the second day, my ma thought she'd try another throw. But the Salvation Army band was playing down below. Onward Christian Soldiers was the piece they should have played. But the Oompa man, he was playing a piece in marmalade. Oh, you can't fling pieces out a 20-story flat. There's 700 hungry wains will testify to that. If it's butter, cheese or jelly, if the bread be plain or pan, well, the odds against it reaching earth are 90-91. So on the third day, my ma thought she'd try once again. But it went and hit the pilot in a fast, low-flying plane as he scraped it off his goggles, shouting through the intercom, "Those Glasgow Reds have got me with a bread and jelly bomb." So we've wrote away to Oxfam to try and get some aid. And all the kids in Castlemilk have formed the Peace Brigade. We're going to march on City Hall demanding civil rights, like no more houses over peace-flinging height. Oh, you can't fling pieces out a 20-story flat. There's 700 hungry wains will testify to that. If it's butter, cheese or jelly, if the bread be plain or pan, well, the odds against it reaching earth are 90-91.
Katie Bairdie's wooden leg kicked the bairns out the bed. All the fleas ran up her leg. Dance, Katie Bairdie.
Hey, Jenny Cockerlee, come to bed and cuddle me. I'll give you a cup of tea to keep your belly warm. School's the best wee school, it's made with bricks and plaster. The only thing that's wrong with it is a baldy headed master. He goes to the pub on a Saturday and he goes to church on Sunday to pray to God to give him strength to murder the wains on Monday.
Ah, there we go, from Scotland with three different kids' songs funny kids songs, the Street Songs from Adam McNaughton. Then we had the Jilly Peace song from Ed Miller, and explains that you can't throw a sandwich out a 20-story building. And then Kelty Barty and Always School by the Corries. So next we move on to the Bricklayer and the unfortunate reason he can't be at work today.
Dear sir, I write this note to you to tell you of me plight. And at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. Me body is all black and blue, me face a deathly grey. And I write this note to say, why Paddy's not at work today. While working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. Now to throw them down from such a height, it was not a good idea. The foreman wasn't very pleased, he being an awkward sod. He said I'd have to cart them down, the ladder's in me hod. Now, clearing all these bricks by hand, it was so very slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in me haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. So when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead. And clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. Well, I shot up like a rocket, till to my dismay I found that halfway up I met the bloody barrel coming down. Well, the barrel broke me shoulder as to the ground it sped. And when I reached the top, I banged the pulley with me head. While I clung on tight, though numb with shock from this almighty blow. And the barrel spilled out half the bricks 14 floors below. Now, when these bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel and so started down once more. Still clinging tightly to the rope, I sped towards the ground. And I landed on the broken bricks that were all scattered round. Well, I lay there groaning on the ground. I thought I'd passed the worst. When the barrel hit the pulley wheel and then the bottom burst. Well, a shower of bricks rained down on me. I hadn't got a hope. As I lay there moaning on the ground, I let go the bloody rope. The barrel then being heavier, it started down once more and landed right across me as I lay upon the floor. Well, it broke three ribs and my left arm, and I can only say that I hope you'll understand why Paddy's not at work today.
Well, the Scotsman clad and killed left a bar one evening fair. And one could tell by how he walked that he'd no more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet, and stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle diddle daddy o, ring di diddly I o. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, "See yon sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt." Ring ding diddle diddle daddy ho, ring di diddly I o. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. They crept upon the sleeping Scotsman quiet as can be, and lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see. And there behold for them the view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle diddle daddy o, ring di diddly I o, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then said, "We must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along." As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle diddle daddy o, ring di diddly I o. On the bonny star the Scots tilted lift and show. Well, the Scotsman walked to nature's call and he stumbled for the trees. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, "Oh, God, I don't know where you've been, but I see that you won first prize." Ring ding diddle diddle daddy o, ring di diddly I o. Oh,
lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see that you won first prize.
Ah, there you go, the Scotsman, Hare the Dog from Albany. And before that, we had the Dubliners with the Sick Note. And we're going to end up here with a song that exaggerates a bit. It's the Wolf Tones and a Big Strong Man.
Have you heard about the Big Strong Man? He lives in a caravan. Have you heard about the Jeffrey Johnson fight? Oh, what a hell of a fight. You can take all the heavyweight you got. We got a lad who can beat the whole lot. He used to ring the bells in the belfry. Now he's going to fight Jack Dempsey. What's me, brother?
Sylvester.
Oh, what's he got?
A row of 40 medals on his chest.
A big chest.
He killed 50 bellmen in the West. He knows no rest. Bigger than man has fire. Don't push, just show. Plenty room for you and me.
He's got an arm.
He's got an arm.
Like a leg.
A lady's leg. And a punch that will sink a battleship.
A big ship.
It takes all the army and a navy to bump the wind up Sylvester.
Well, he thought he'd take a trip to Italy. He thought that he'd go by sea. He jumped off the harbour in New York and he swam like a man made of cork. He saw the Lusitania in distress.
What do you do?
He put the Lusitania on his chest.
A big chest.
He drank all the water in the sea. He walked all the way to Italy. That was me, brother
Sylvester.
What's he got?
A row of 40 medals on his chest.
A big chest.
He killed 50 bellmen in the West. He knows no rest. Bigger than man has fire. Don't push, just show. Plenty room for you and me.
He's got an arm.
He's got an arm.
Like a leg.
A lady's leg. And a bunch that will sink a battleship.
A big ship.
That takes all the army and the navy to bump the wind up Sylvester.
Well, he thought he'd take a trip to all Japan. They turned out the whole brass band. He played every instrument they got. Like a lad, sure he beat the whole lot. Now the old church bells will ring.
Bells, bells.
The old church choir will sing.
Bells, choir.
They all turned out to say farewell to my big brother Sylvester. That was me, brother
Sylvester.
What's he got?
A row of 40 medals on his chest.
A big chest.
He killed 50 bellmen in the West. He knows no rest. Bigger than man has fire. Don't push, just show. Plenty room for you and me.
He's got an arm.
He's got an arm.
Like a leg.
A lady's leg.
And a punch that will sink a battleship. A big ship.
It takes all the army and the navy to bump the wind up Sylvester.
And that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time. Schlan Lott.